This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run, 7:37 a.m, Wednesday the 16th of December, which means that in about half an hour, we're going to be having the breakfast grill. Roshan, what's happening today?
Well, I'll be speaking with Dato' Sharmawardhini Mokhzani, Group Managing Director of MIDF, the Malaysian Industrial Development Finance Berhad. And on the heels of the failed merger with Al Rajhi Bank, I'll be speaking with him about whether MIDF has strayed from the development finance mandate, whether they're still on the hunt for a banking license, and the KPI from their sole shareholder, PNB, as well as the general path forward for what MIDF's future could look like. So could be an interesting conversation.
That's going to be happening after the 8 o'clock news. Be sure to stay tuned. Now, in the meantime, we are turning our attention to what's been happening over in the US, because President-elect Joe Biden may have won over the majority vote in the US presidential election 5 weeks ago. But it's the Electoral College votes, which took place yesterday, that has cemented his victory. A total of 306 votes were cast in his favor, while President Trump received 232. Biden only needed 270 in hand to win.
While President Trump shows no signs of backing down with his unfounded claims of voter fraud, Senator Majority Leader and top Republican Mitch McConnell has indeed congratulated Biden on his win following the Electoral College cementing their vote. The question is now, though, does this Electoral College result leave President Trump any other option in challenging the president-elect Biden's victory?
And sharing his thoughts with us this morning is Robert Shapiro, Professor of Government at Columbia University. Thanks for joining us this morning, Robert. Now that President-elect Joe Biden has sealed his presidency, are there any steps left in the electoral process to make this official before Biden takes over the White House on January 20th?
Final desperation moves that the Republicans and Trump can engage in are either trying to send alternative delegates to Congress on January 6th, when the votes are accepted and approved, or there's this parliamentary maneuver in which if one Republican or supporter of Trump stands up and argues that they should take a vote in the House and the Senate on the electors, and one senator also does that, then they can debate for a couple hours and then have a vote, where the House will of course be controlled by the Democrats and approve the current electors, and if the Republicans can get a majority to oppose that, they could stall things. But it doesn't look like they'll be able to get a majority, because there are enough Republicans who will approve the electors.
So if there is any kind of move, it would mostly be symbolic at this point. If we take a look at especially the way the House is placed, the democratically controlled House. Now, with Mitch McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden will be the next U.S. president, what does this do with the rest of the Republican Party? Will they start moving on from President Trump and leave him to fight his own battles, or could we see some fissures in the way the support plays out?
Well, there could be fissures, but McConnell is really looking on, to the future and to the next election, and hoping that the Republicans will maintain control of the Senate, and thereby stall, prevent things that Biden wants to try to do. You have to keep in mind the Republicans did very well in the election by taking additional House seats and probably holding on to the Senate, and they'll be positioned very well in the 2022 election, and that's what McConnell's looking to. McConnell wants to maintain his power in the Senate and to continue that going forward.
So where does this leave Trump amongst Republican colleagues as he continues to contest this 2020 election, as well as moving forward, considering he has made some comments about potentially mounting a 2024 campaign?
Well, I think at this point, if Trump were a rational leader, about which there's a certain amount of debate, he would basically take this as a sign that he needs to move on, and to move on in doing whatever he wants to do next in terms of establishing his own media empire, establishing his own organization as a political force that could lead to his being nominated in the 2024 election. I think what McConnell did today is signal to Trump that he should move on and make the best of it. And he can make the best of it. He can point to his presidency as being successful to some extent. And he's got an enormous base of support that he expanded incredibly, that could be very important to him going forward, and certainly to the Republicans.
What does the future of the Republican Party generally look? If we take a look at Mitch McConnell, I mean, he's generally the one pulling the strings here when it comes to the party, or at least the most senior member of and most prominent part member of the political of the Republican Party. What does the what does a post-Trump future look like for the party?
Well, that's a very good question. I think for one, the post-Trump future could be a Trump future of the party, where basically Trump maintains his base of support and the party is going to be dependent on him to basically signal to his followers that they should support what the party's doing. Contrary to that, it could be that McConnell and other Republicans want to wrest control back or to give the party more options going forward. And that's something that'll be interesting to see. But at this point, Trump is really the one in the driver's seat. He's the one who expanded the base of the party incredibly since 2018. And he's really still a force to be reckoned with, either himself or in a finding and, as we would say, anointing his successor to lead the party.
And Robert, what are your thoughts as well on the upcoming Georgia runoffs that we're going to see in January? President-elect Biden is on his, I think he's on his, he said that he's on his way there over these past couple of days. What are your thoughts on whether or not the Democrats are going to come out on top of this or the Republicans?
That's another very, very good question. And everybody's paying attention to that right now. If this were a normal election, so to speak, the Republicans would easily win those two Senate seats. But these are not normal times, and the Democrats have a huge incentive to mobilize their base, particularly African-American voters, to win both seats and thereby get 50 senators, which would give them control of the Senate with Kamala Harris casting the deciding vote. It'll be very interesting to see, but the good betting odds here is that the Republicans will be able to hold on to this.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Robert. That was Robert Shapiro, Professor of Government at Columbia University, with his thoughts on the latest developments in the US, considering that we've seen Mitch McConnell come out to congratulate Joe Biden, as well as the Electoral College vote yesterday.
Yep, and as it currently stands, the Democrats control the House, and in the Senate, Mitch McConnell and his party control 52 out of 100 seats at present, but this could change with the Georgia runoffs. In both races, the Democrats are facing incumbent Republicans, which already in itself provides a significant uphill battle. But Georgia was a state that the Democrats won this time around when they mobilized the base in the big cities, essentially, and the African-American vote. So how this plays out is going to be I think when we take a look at it, it's priced in for a Republican win, but with a possible surprise upside if the Democrats win for Joe Biden and his presidency.
Yes, so we're going to be watching this very closely, seeing as January is actually not that far off. But right now we have some messages coming up for you. And up next, we are talking about the passing of Budget 2021 in Parliament with Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham's Asia Research Institute. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.